Inside Mac.
For Friday, October 6th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Film director George Lucas sees a future in online movie downloads. It's taken forever, but iPod transmitters are now legal in the UK. Well, almost. And choosing black can come at a high price. Film director George Lucas has expressed interest in online movie downloads and feels that it will be the wave of the future. In an interview with Variety, Lucas mentioned that he has met up with Steve Jobs recently and is interested in observing how the market develops. The movie industry is changing. Audiences will have more control over what they want to see, which he feels will lead to diversity, not the big budget blockbusters. He said movie download services like iTunes are the future for moving picture entertainment distribution, and he sees quantity as the secret for future success. More lower budget movies are on the way in Lucas's mind. As he said, for the same budget as a single major movie, I can make 50 to 60 two-hour movies, and in the future market, that's where it's going to land because it's going to be all pay-per-view and downloadable. After a 10-week public consultation, iPod users in the UK may be able to use low-powered FM transmitters to wirelessly listen to their iPod in the car by December. FM transmitters have been illegal in the UK because of the potential for the transmitters to cause interference to broadcast services. But slowly, the laws are changing in a few countries in Europe, and it's looking good for the UK as well, as Ofcom has published draft regulations that will overturn old laws that have banned devices such as the iTrip. It has been a long time coming for makers of the FM transmitters. They've actually accused the government of dragging its feet over this issue. Ofcom is proposing to permit the use of the transmitters on a license-exempt basis. A few weeks ago, there was a survey that asked the question, which nano color do you like best? The answer, of course, it was black. It seems that in many cases, black outsells the other colors, even with the larger iPod, which at first only came in white. Is it because now there is a choice, or is there more to it than that? According to Steve Baker at NPD Group, black has always been the best seller. Last year, when the nano was only offered in white and black, black outsold white 4-3. The black models are also a little more pricey. As for the Nano, the 2GB Silver Nano is the cheapest. The pink, green, and blue Nanos are in the middle, offering 4GB, and the black Nano offers 8GB. It is also $50 more expensive than the colored Nanos and $100 more expensive than the Silver 2GB model. It doesn't stop at iPods, as more black MacBook laptops are sold than white, despite being close to $200 more expensive. So it seems that Apple has made black their high-end option. According to Steve, someone who flashes a black iPod isn't just saying, I got a new iPod. They're saying, I got the best new iPod. Coming up, how do I love my iPod? Let me count thy ways. When the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting Micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Soul Robots has updated Road Trip Effects and Road Trip Effect Pro. Version 2.5 adds universal binary upgrades to the video effect generators that plots paths over maps and other images. Also included in the update is improved quality of the final generated QuickTime output. It also features additional airplane and automobile icons whose size and color can be customized. Road Trip Effect and Road Trip Effect Pro require macOS 10, 10.1 and higher. It'll cost $24.95 for the downloadable version and $39.95 for the CD version. Equinox has announced the release of CoverScout 2.2, the latest version of the company's utility to help find and apply album covers to a user's iTunes music library. The application searches for appropriate covers using Google, Amazon, and iTunes library or other websites. It is also able to handle huge music libraries as it can perform multiple search operations for album covers at the same time. The new version offers an advanced search function, an integrated size slider, new contextual menu items, and more. CoverScout 2.2 is priced at $19.95 US. Runtime Labs has released a preview version of MacSQL 3.1, a solution for database management on the Mac. A fully Apple scriptable application, it provides web authors, publishers, and developers with a simple, graphical way to interact with SQL databases. Now a universal application, the significant upgrade includes a job manager to schedule unattended database backups, support for generating ER diagrams, and updated support for the latest versions of MySQL, Microsoft SQL Server, and OpenBase. According to the company, in total there are over 100 new features and bug fixes in this update. The final release of MacSQL 3.1 will be available later this year and is a free upgrade for all users with MacSQL 3.0. Both the preview release of MacSQL 3.1 and MacSQL 3.0 are available now for download at rtlabs.com. Jumpsoft has released Keynote Themes 5.0, offering 30 professional-grade themes and up to 24 layout masters specifically designed for each theme. It has been designed to be compatible with all versions of Apple Keynote. It retains 27 themes from an earlier version and adds 3 new ones, which include Art, Chameleon, and Wild. Once downloaded and installed, all 30 Jumpsoft themes will be displayed in the Themes menu of Apple Keynote. Keynote Themes 5.0 requires Apple Keynote 1.1 or later, and iWork 06 is recommended. And lastly today, beats per minute or iambic pentameter. Both are now possible on your iPod. A British entertainment company called 57 Productions has launched iPoems, a website that sells poetry to people who use iPods and other digital media devices. iPoems is already offering 1,000 poems from 57 different poets in MP3 format and are divided into categories like love or inspirational poetry, among others. Users will be able to purchase these for 95 cents per audio poem and $1.80 per video poem. The company is offering a free one-month trial membership, and after that, subscriptions will cost $18 per year. For more information or to download poetry, visit ipoems.org.uk. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.